slip away on you.
Here talking about one of my absolute favorite subjects, the great outdoors of Arizona, with the editor and publisher of Arizona Highways magazine, Mr. Wynn Holden, and Mr. Robert Steve. Robert, who I have never met, and I have to confess, I've cussed you out more than anybody.
I've never had one bad thought about you, Rosie. You should know that.
I am so envious of your job. It is absolutely the job of my dreams. If I could just write.
I'm not sure I can either, but I definitely have a dream job. You know, you talked about photography earlier, and I just was hoping I could respond to that a little bit. And one of the reasons that it is fresh was the evolution of digital photography, not so much because of the technology of it, but because of how accessible it made photography to so many other people. We've got a long history with some really remarkable photographers, including Ansel Adams and Ray Manley and Barry Goldwater, people that were contributors to this magazine. And, you know, but photography was an expensive proposition. The equipment was expensive, film processing. Digital has made it affordable. And, you know, what we're finding is that there's a younger generation that, one, has a different perspective than some of the old timers, so they see things differently. Just like writers have a voice, photographers have an eye. But also they're getting into places physically that a lot of our, you know, old geezers couldn't make it into anymore. So we're seeing a lot of fresh photography, and that's been a great boon to us.
Oh, fantastic.
Great perspective.
We actually do have some people that would like to visit with you. Jennifer, why don't we bring in Mark on 2, calling from Chandler. Mark, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, wonderful. You enjoy the great outdoors of Arizona?
I sure do. I've lived here my whole life.
Awesome. Tell us your favorite secret spot.
I almost did it.
Mark, there's nobody listening. It's just you and me.
Okay. Highway 87 going up to Payson, there's a turnoff. There used to be a turnoff before they redid the highway for a place called Bushnell Tanks.
Right.
And you could go hiking back in there and find some great wading pools with crawdads and stuff. And I would love to take my kids back there, but I can't find a way to access that now that they've rebuilt that highway. How do I get back there? Do you know?
You know, I personally don't know exactly. I mean, that sounds like a conversation you should have with the Tano National Forest, most likely.
And it's locked.
And it is locked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some Boy Scouts had a very horrific situation in a flood.
Okay.
Oh.
They locked it, and that case is still in court.
Oh.
And then a fire came through. The Forest Service put up a permanent locked fence there. And Mark, with my friends that I know at Tonto National Forest, is they don't have any inclination to open that anytime soon. Now, if someone from Tonto National Forest is listening, they can correct me. But I had a conversation with them just last year. Now, Mark, you can park right there at the gate, and you can walk in. It's just no, and you can bicycle in it. And we've tried to horseback ride in, but they've got the fence so secure. Yeah, we can't even get a horse around the side. So
can't your horse jump over the fence?
Jennifer's,
get a good run?
Jennifer's horse could jump over the fence. But you can walk in and bicycle in, Mark. Just as you cross Sycamore Creek, the turnoff is off to your right. There's a parking area right there off the side of the highway and a very large National Forest steel 2-part gate is closed. There's big giant boulders across the middle of the road, and that's your trailhead.
Is there an opening, though? I don't remember. We stopped and looked at it. Is there a person walk through, just not a horse?
You can walk through it. Yes, you can walk around the side of the gate. You just can't get a horse.
And that's allowed.
And it is allowed.
You just can't take a car back there.
And the other option is drive up through Pumpkin Center and come up the, I'm not going to remember it, the old Camp Reno Road, where the old abandoned Calvary Fort is. Mm-hmm. You can come in. Now, Jennifer and I have done that on our quads. Come up the backside over the top of Four Peaks, and you can get into Bushnell Tanks from the backside. That's not locked. Well, the gate's closed. but it's not locked.
So just open it and shut it again.
So there you go, Mark. There's some awful pretty areas back in there. I don't know that they have any intent of opening that anytime soon. There's another place out on Bartlett Lake Road, goes out to Indian Springs. When the fire, the Cave Creek fire burned through there 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
That's about right.
They locked and closed that. I'll give you a little known secret. If you call them and ask them, they'll give you the code. And they are now allowing very limited access back into that area. Still locked, but it's a combo code, not a key code. So there you go. We'd love to hear from somebody from Tonto National Forest. If you're listening, call in, give us an update on access to Bushnell tanks. It seems to me, and I don't want to go political, Jennifer never lets me get political on this show. It seems to me, when the Forest Service closes a road, getting it reopened is really, really hard. Yeah. Any comment?
Well, I would agree with you. I mean, I like to believe there's a reason they close those things off. And as somebody who spends a lot of time out in the wilderness, you do end up in places that, you know, people without experience shouldn't be going into. And I think that it's important that, you know, they monitor things on some level, not getting political either. But I will tell you that, you know, and we try to point this out in the magazine as well. I mean, you know, you don't have to take a course to go hiking in the Tonto National Forest or into the Grand Canyon or anywhere else. And so many people go out there ill-prepared. And there are roads, and you've been on them in the Sierras. You know, they're rugged roads. And, you know, it's not just about getting stuck out there in the mud. It's about blowing tires, you know, going up to Toro Weep or something. I mean, you have to have more than one spare tire. So a lot of people don't necessarily have that understanding of the wilderness. It is still the
go bad really quick. Yep.
All right.
Be prepared.
We're here with the team from Arizona Highways Magazine.
Be prepared, but learn this line. Those aren't my bolt cutters.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.